Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Well, today, the Iowa Department of Public Health awarded several companies the right to dispense medical cannabis oil in the state. Those companies are Have a Heart Compassion Care, Iowa Cannabis Company, and then, based here in Des Moines, MedFarm. With us on our newsmaker line is Lucas Nelson from MedFarm. It's a company that will be growing and manufacturing the oil, and now we'll have two dispensaries in Iowa where the product will be available. Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour, Lucas. Good to have you with us.
Great to be here again. Thank you.
Well, let's bring our listeners up to speed with regard to MedFarm. You guys are not only going to be growing the plants, but also manufacturing the oils. Is that correct?
You're exactly right. We'll be growing them from seed all the way through to the end of their life cycle, and then taking those plants, extracting the oil out of them, and then formulating those final products that will then be available in the dispensaries.
So tell us about this whole dispensary thing. What was the process like in securing locations for a dispensary?
Sure. It was just like the manufacturing application. It was quite a challenge. It was an in-depth process. Countless hours writing our responses to the various questions that the department asked. We had to go through a full set of floor plans, which means, of course, that we had to locate a very specific location in any of the cities in which we applied. We ended up with about a 400-page application that we ended up submitting. So, again, just like the manufacturing side, really asking for every detail about how these businesses will operate. So, it certainly has been well-earned, the announcement today.
Well, and congratulations on that, too. You know, we've learned that the only central Iowa dispensary is going to be in Windsor Heights, another MedFarm location in Sioux City. So with regard to Windsor Heights, and we understand the dispensary is going to be in Apple Valley Shopping Center in the newly remodeled portion of that. Why did you choose Windsor Heights, Lucas?
Sure. So, you know, this entire program, really the whole reason we got into this space in the first place is because we're interested in helping these patients. And this location here in Windsor Heights really allows us to do that probably better than almost any location in the entire state. The level of access, the number of patients that exist across Des Moines and central Iowa, and the fact that this particular location is very easily accessed by the interstate. It's a short hop right off of 235. It's also got public transportation options available. So DART runs right through there and will give people an option to get there by bus. Obviously, it's in an area where there's some other shopping. There's Hy-Vee, there's Walmart. There's, again, a reason to be in that location, which is exactly why it was so attractive to us. So at the end of the day, what we're able to do is, I think, provide a level of access to the patients that very few locations in this region would be able to.
Lucas Nelson, ladies and gentlemen. As a matter of fact, Lucas, I did a stand-up for TV8 KCCI earlier this afternoon. And we're on the same paragraph here of exactly why Windsor Heights was chosen for this is exactly what I told them. It's in the heart of it all here in the greater Des Moines metro. One of the things about that, and we suspect with the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce, so let me switch hats here for just a moment. Part of our job going forward is going to be to reach out to the business community in Windsor Heights, as well as the population there, so that we can better explain what is going to go on, who's selling what, and where all of this comes from. And we're hoping that you'll be joining us in that adventure.
We absolutely will be. We'd love to. I mean, I think one of the keys that was really important to us is looked through the requirements of the application, thought about how we were going to put together this business, was not only picking locations that were accessible, but picking locations where the local government really supported us being there. It was very important to us that we were able to obtain letters of support from various local representatives in any place that we applied. So we were overjoyed to have support of the mayor of Windsor Heights, various council members, and to your point, we're looking forward to working together and raising that level of knowledge about the program and about what's being offered and how you can access this and really what those benefits are for these products.
About how far are you, Lucas, from actually getting to the point of having product on shelves?
So we're going to start the initial grow of our plants here very soon. We're probably, say middle of summer from having all of those plants being harvested, and then we'll do those final product formulations in the early fall. It's probably still going to be that December 1st deadline that, of course, we have to hit. But like we mentioned before, we're tracking very, very well to hit that deadline. And we are interested in trying to get our space open a little bit ahead of time so that we'd be able to walk patients through, kind of take them through the process before there are products on the shelves, kind of help demystify some of the questions or concerns or issues that any patient may have, so that when we get there on December 1st with the products on the shelf, we can really hit the ground running.
Lucas Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, from MedPharm. One final question for you, Lucas, and thanks for spending some time with us this afternoon. Are there any further changes ahead with regard to the legislature and product concentration? Is this something you're still looking at?
Yeah, it's something we're still really pressing very hard. I mean, today is a very exciting day for obvious reasons. We've got MedPharm Iowa, and we've got two other companies that have expressed interest and commitment in this program. So it's even more of a reason to take a look at this law and realize that there are still issues with it. The THC cap being in place still is going to prevent people from getting the practical doses that they need in a cost-effective way. The list of conditions, it's still too small. Mm-hmm. It's still going to prohibit access to too many patients. And again, here we are with another big chunk of investment that's happening across this state. The time is now to make sure that we're looking at this program, we're creating a sustainable future for it that justifies this investment that MedPharm and these other companies have made, that the state has made. Because really, at the end of the day, it comes down to those patients. I mean, you can imagine if you walk in expecting a certain benefit from these products on December 1st, and because of some of these laws in place, you're either not able to access the products in the first place, or you're disappointed because it's too expensive or it doesn't give you that dose you need. We're worried about what the future may hold if that's the case. So the time is now to really make these changes and create this sustainable program in Iowa.
All right. Lucas Nelson, ladies and gentlemen, with MedPharm. Thanks again, Lucas, for spending some time with us. Congratulations on this announcement today, and we will welcome you to Windsor Heights.
Well, thank you again. We're certainly looking forward to it. Appreciate the time.
All right, sir. You be well.
You too.
In other business news today, we learned that author, lecturer, and professor Dr. Anthony Poston. And when we come back, the art of sharpening knives, scissors, and more. A chance meeting in a parking lot led us to Chad Hitzman of EdgeTech. And yeah, they'll come to you. EdgeTech in our small business spotlight. And that is coming up next.